Relationship Podcast with your host, certified life coach, Chris Rich. If you're having trouble navigating your mixed faith relationships, struggling to connect with your people, or having specific challenges, you are in the right place, my friend. Episode 86, The Power of Resilience. Hello, my beautiful friends. How is 2024 treating you? So far, so good for me. I just celebrated my 50th birthday and I am feeling fantastic. In 50 years, I have learned, experienced, achieved, failed, succeeded, failed, changed, and overcome. In half a century, there have been lots of ups and downs. And with this milestone, I have been thinking a lot about resilience. Regardless of age, resilience is something we could all use more of. So in this episode, we will be defining resilience, talking about the traits of resilient people, and discussing ways to foster more resilience in our lives. So a few months back, I took a life stress test. There were a bunch of questions about things that had happened in the last 12 months. And each question had a point value. For example, death of a spouse was 100 points. Personal injury, 53 points. Change in number of marital arguments, 35 points. Change in work hours, 20 points. Holiday season, 12 points. Visiting family, 3 points, etc. So after adding up all the points I had from answering all 42 questions, I was shocked to see how high I scored. And unfortunately, this is not a test I wanted to have a high score on. According to my numbers, I was placed in the highly susceptible to stress-related illness category. It's funny because I don't feel like I'm crazy stressed, so I was kind of surprised. Well, shortly after, I took another self-assessment on resilience. This was a 22-question assessment where you would rank yourself on a scale from 0 to 4, 4 being exactly like me and 0 being not at all like me. They asked all sorts of questions, such as, during and after life's most stressful events, I tend to pray or meditate, find opportunities for growth, calm and comfort myself, try to recharge myself before I have to face the next challenge, expect that I can handle the next challenge, and practice ways to handle it better next time, etc. So my score on this test indicated that I possessed great resilience. So what is resilience and why does it even matter? Webster's Dictionary defines resilience as the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties. So resilience is our natural ability to overcome life setbacks and, as a result, become better prepared to tackle the next challenge that lies ahead. Elder Neil L. Anderson spoke about resilience in his talk, Spiritual Whirlwinds. He said, quote, in nature, trees that grow up in a windy environment become stronger. As winds whip around a young sapling, forces inside the tree do two things. First, they stimulate the roots to grow faster and spread farther. Second, the forces in the tree start creating cell structures that actually make the trunk and branches thicker and more flexible to the pressure of the wind. These stronger roots and branches protect the tree from winds that are sure to return. Close quote. I love this example of the sapling. I don't know about you, but life can often seem quite windy. Another example that comes to my mind is the Weeble. The Weeble is an egg-shaped toy from the 70s. I may be dating myself, but I just told you I'm 50. When you would tip the toy, a weight located at the bottom center would be raised. Once released, the Weeble was restored by gravity to an upright position. Their catchphrase was, "Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down." That is basically what resilience is. All of us have circumstances in our lives that might knock us down. When we are resilient, we can pop back up. Who comes to your mind when you think of resilience? I think of Helen Keller, Corrie ten Boom, my pioneer ancestors, people that rebuild their lives after a natural disaster, and closest to home, my parents. Notice resilience develops when we go through something difficult, windy, and wobbly. Although environmental factors, personality traits, and possibly even genetics influence how resilient someone is, there are things that we can do to foster resilience. Lucky for you, all of the things you've been learning on this podcast increase resilience. So, what do resilient people have in common? Resilient people know that they may not be able to choose their circumstances, but they can choose how they think, feel, and behave. They ask themselves important questions like, who do I want to be? And how do I want to show up in this situation? They take responsibility for their emotions instead of blaming their circumstance. With that responsibility, they allow themselves to feel their feelings. They look for opportunities, gifts, and blessings in what life throws at them. My dad is one of the most resilient people I know. He often says, life is educational. He doesn't complain and wallow in the hard. He figures out what he can learn from it. Resilient people understand the power of gratitude. As you've heard me say over and over, the eye sees what the brain looks for. When we're focused on how hard things are, we will find tons of evidence for why life is hard. When we practice gratitude, it gives our brain a new focus. When we're looking for the gold in life, it's much easier to sift through all that dirt. Resilient people are careful with how they cast themselves in the story of their past. Instead of saying that happened to them, they focus on how that happened for them. Instead of casting themselves as a victim, they cast themselves as a hero. They can look at a circumstance and say, that happened. Now, who do I want to be? What do I want to do next? They figure out what is in their control and what is not. They focus on where they have influence and don't waste their time arguing with reality. They figure out the very next step and then they just go and do that. As I mentioned earlier, resilient people have overcome difficulties. The young sapling doesn't grow stronger without the wind. All of us have gone through or are in the middle of something hard. I have several thoughts that help me when I'm in the middle of hard things, such as I have a 100% track record for making it through my hard days, or I am in the middle of a miracle. You've heard the old classic, I can do hard things. Or one that I am really trying to adopt, this is what I signed up for. And a new one that I love, instead of why me, try me. Resilient people are not afraid of failure. When something doesn't go well, they don't make it mean something terrible about their character. They remember that you are either winning or you are learning. They can look at a situation and say, thank goodness that happened, because now I know not to do that again. I like to think of it as failing forward. So my friends, here is a quick recap. Resiliency is the ability to overcome life setbacks and as a result, become better prepared to tackle the next challenge that lies ahead. Resiliency is not something you either have or you don't. It's something you can create more of with practice. Speaking of practice, here are a few things that you can do to foster resilience. Feel your feelings. Take responsibility for your feelings instead of blaming others. Choose thoughts that will serve you. Look for the gift in your problems. Practice gratitude. Focus on how things happen for you instead of to you. Determine what is in your control and don't waste your time on things that are not in your control. Remember, there is opposition in all things and that growth comes from hardship. Don't be afraid of failure. And one of my favorites, get coached, because all of the things I just shared are things a coach can help you with. So, friend, I am not a fortune teller, but I'm guessing that 2024 is going to be 50-50. Parts of the year will be amazing and beautiful. Parts of the year will be windy and wobbly. If you want to increase your resilience and are ready to change your life, I would love to be your life coach. Friends, that's all I have for you today. Make a great week. Mwah. You don't have to be on the same page with religion to have a great relationship. If you are feeling stuck in all the emotions that are coming up for you in your mixed faith relationships, or are looking for tools to help you move forward, I can help you. Sign up for a free session with me. Go to chrisrichcoaching.com and click on work with me, because you and your loved ones are worth it, my friend.